Well, the drought here in the West is drying up waterways, spawning wildfires, and now it's led to a grasshopper invasion. Federal agriculture officials have a pesticide plan, but how safe is it? For more, we're joined by Sharon Salvaggio, Pesticide Program Director at Xerces Society. Thanks a lot for talking to us this afternoon. First off, what does the drought have to do with grasshoppers?
What does drought have to do with grasshoppers? Well, grasshoppers develop more quickly under drought conditions. They like areas where they get a lot of sun and heat. And when drought dries out vegetation and there's a lot more heat, they can develop more quickly. And often they're more resilient to other things that might get them, like diseases that might get them in the egg stage. Those do not have as much power, essentially, during the drought.
So let's talk about the federal effort to eradicate or at least control the swarms.
So the USDA APHIS is planning an insecticide spray in Montana that is enormous this year. 6,100 square miles is slated for spray in Montana. That's double the size of Rhode Island directly sprayed and double that area affected due to drift. We're very concerned because these rangelands in the American West are home to large areas of public land that harbor high levels of pollinator and insect biodiversity. And these aerial sprays threaten pollinator populations and these insect communities. The insecticides are toxic to a huge range of arthropods that are the linchpin of our ecosystem that perform services like pollination, recycling of plant nutrients, natural pest control, and also serving as food for countless species of birds and mammals.
Although they're also eating everything in their path.
They are, but what a lot of people don't know is that these grasshoppers are native species, and they have been around for a lot longer than we have, and so there are a lot of other species that basically regulate grasshoppers. Natural enemies, such as a whole wide range of insects, spiders, different diseases, and birds are really valuable allies. There's more than 200 bird species that prey on grasshoppers. Unfortunately, a lot of these bird species are becoming more rare. So one of the things that we suggest as a solution is to recognize the role that birds have to play in grasshopper suppression and undertake habitat improvement projects to bolster and recover grassland bird populations.
Okay, and the Fish and Wildlife says that, you know, they're not spraying near any crops, but there is the drift to worry about.
Right. They can include some acreage of crops in these treatments, and drift is definitely a concern because these are aerial sprays of insecticides. According to APHIS's own analysis, the drift can travel more than 1,000 feet. So even though they leave unsprayed swaths, the drift is going to travel through those. And at the concentration that's expected, it's more than twice the level that can kill bees. So we're also really concerned about butterflies, the group which are even more sensitive than bees. For example, the monarch butterfly, which has declined by 99.9%, was not even considered in the EA. And this is a species that also breeds in Montana that relies on milkweed stands in Montana, but it wasn't even considered in the EA, and it's a very, very highly vulnerable species that is very, you know, susceptible to this particular insect.